The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk, a couple of great chats on the podcast soon if you're a fan of Wales netball. Nat Pepperell is already online about the Dragons season. Sarah Moore about the Netball World Cup squad on the way ahead of the World Cup. And Vicky Sutton, the CEO, joins us now. Vicky, always good to catch up.
Likewise, Andy. Thanks for having me.
And realistically, if we need a trio of top Wales elite guests, I'm hard to find many more. Well, apart from Claire O'Neill, but the phone was engaged. Let's have a look at Dragons, first of all. There's been a bit of an upturn in performance last season, hasn't
it? Yeah, certainly towards the end of the season, there were some really positive signs. Obviously, you saw a couple of our players from the 2023 season on show at Fast Fives as well. Really nice that they were able to get out on court there and show their stuff. So, yeah, we're infiltrating all the other franchises.
What's that like as well when you see people like Rachel Dunn, Gabby Sinclair, just put on that green dress?
Yeah, really positive. The post-match sort of fan engagement is always brilliant, and it's something the players are really great at. And yeah, there's always a lot of selfies with, you know, someone like a Rach. The Fast Fives timing wasn't quite right for us as Wales. Obviously, a lot of our players live in Wales, so are in the Feathers programme. So playing in Fast Fives wasn't really an option for us this year. So it was great that we could let players like that go out and experience it with other teams, even though we couldn't be in it ourselves. And Gabby Sinclair, goodness me, those long bombs, they were special, weren't they?
We've just uploaded a chat with Nat Pepperell, but she was happy overall with the season. Is that something that you'd agree with?
Yeah, from a franchise perspective, we're really happy with where we finished. Obviously, we like to win more games. Everyone wants to win, but the journey that we went on was a really interesting one this year. So to finish with some really great results and to finish with a couple of sellout crowds as well, coming to see some really good dynamic netball was really pleasing. Obviously, focus switches now onto the World Cup and onto recruiting next year's team and sorting out the workforce. So there's no rest when it comes to Super League netball.
Feathers then, obviously somebody that's heavily involved with Wales netball. Are you pleased of some of the names that have been selected, because they really deserve this opportunity to perform on a world stage, don't they?
They do, absolutely. And we're really lucky to have someone like Emily leading the team. Ringo Bloxham's here now as well as a technical coach. And we've got some really fantastic people in and around the Feathers. So it was no surprise to me that we have a squad that's a real mix of experience, but also some young faces that really will take that World Cup by storm. We've got a really difficult group, but also we're playing in the opening game. And for some of them that haven't ever been to a World Cup, because as you know, we missed out on Liverpool, playing in the opening game of a World Cup against the host nation is a brilliant reward for just the grit and determination that we've put in over the last 4 years to get qualified and get out there.
Is that where you think the biggest test will be, that game against South Africa?
I think every game is a test. You have to treat every game on its own merits. They're all very different opposition. We're not taking anything for granted. And I know that's a key part of the prep that Emily's doing with the team is, you know, every game is equally as important as the next. So we prep for every game knowing we need to give our all to beat any team on their day.
The next round of the Tantrum National League is taking place this weekend. That's going to be good because, as we previously discussed, it's really important something like this exists in Wales.
It is. And, you know, I'm loving being there at National League. I enjoy my job immensely. But National League is something new. You know, we've done something similar to this in the past, but the scale it's on is very much a new feel. And that, you know, the first round was really exciting. Six brilliant games, lots of goals scored. And, you know, it's really funny because I speak to a couple of the teams just in passing and they've all ramped up their training. They've all been getting friendly matches in. They are all desperate to win their two games this weekend. They've sussed out their opposition. They know their strengths, their weaknesses. And yeah, it, I think the intensity is just going to go up and up this weekend and then our final event in July as well. So yeah, excited to see what's happening. There's a few cards marked when it comes to games this weekend, I tell you.
It's good to know teams have done the homework. Obviously, we're podcast partners, got Tantrum's involvement as well. So is there still time for companies to get involved? Sponsoring teams and that way?
Certainly National League's not going to go away anytime soon. We still have lots of teams that are doing a really great job profiling women and girls and our wonderful sport. So always opportunity for people to get involved and support. But yes, incredibly grateful to yourselves as podcast partners and Tantrum for enabling us to live stream the whole thing. We had around 5,000 views on day one, 5,000 impressions. You'll know what that means more than me. But that was really positive considering it was the first one. So yeah, certainly expecting a lot more than that, but also a bigger venue this time around in Swansea. So a bigger crowd just to add to that.
Best place to find out more on the league, just on the Wales Netball website.
Absolutely, yeah. There's a National League microsite that you can get to from the Wales Netball site. You just click the What's On drop down, then click National League.
How nice was it to have somebody of the calibre of Pamela Cookie join you in Commons last time?
We had such a fun time. It was great. She's very gracious because it was my first stint on commentary and we just chatted the whole day. So Nat Pepperell is actually coming along this weekend and then the July weekend to give a bit more professional commentary than me. Oh. Although I may make an appearance every now and then. But it was great. Pamela, she really takes care and consideration to learn everything about the players and the teams. She was really excited to be part of this sort of groundbreaking new event as well. And I know Nat will be equally excited to come to Swansea as well. But she's great, very gracious, goes and talks to all the teams. And it's lovely for the teams to see somebody who's, you know, represented England at such a high level on so many occasions coming along and just chatting and being part of it. It's really wonderful. It really is.
Are you off to Cape Town then?
Yes, off to Cape Town.
Wow.
We have World Netball Congress a few days before, which is a great opportunity for all the world netballing nations to come together and really try and crack some of the issues that are affecting all of us. And then, yes, I'll be in there supporting Wales. And yeah, just looking forward to catching up with some other netball leaders as well.
Brilliant. Vicky, enjoy the trip and your work. And the work.
It's all work.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast's rail.